Chapter 27. I met Sadasa in the middle of an orange grove in Placentia. We walked together, holding hands, speaking in low voices. Perhaps they were picking up what we said, perhaps not. In any case, we had to confer. I had to keep her informed. First, there was something I wanted to ask her about. "The satellite is gone," I said as we walked. "But every now and then I still see something superimposed and in color, as if it's a further satellite transmission to me." Everything I had ever been shown before had been comprehensible, at least with sufficient analysis. This, however, I could not fathom. "It has to do with—" I broke off. I had been about to mention Pinky. What I was seeing now was a door, proportioned by the measure which the Greeks had called the golden rectangle, which they had considered the perfect geometric form. I repeatedly saw this door, marked with letters of the Greek alphabet, projected onto natural formations that resembled it, a dictionary stand, a basalt block, a speaker cabinet. And one time, astonishingly, I had seen Pinky pressing outward from beyond the door into our world, only not as he had been, much larger, more fierce, like a tiger, and most of all, filled to bursting with life and health. I now told Sadasa about my witnessing the outline of the door, and she listened silently, nodding. At the end, I told her what I had glimpsed beyond the door, a static landscape, nocturnal, a quiet black sea, sky, the edge of an island, and, surprisingly, the unmoving figure of a nude woman standing on the sand at the edge of the water. I had recognized the woman. It was Aphrodite. I had seen photographs of Greek and Roman statues of her. The proportions, the beauty and sensuality could not be mistaken.
"You are seeing," Sadasa said somberly, "the last receding image of love, moving away from you now that the satellite is gone. A kind of afterimage."
"My dead cat," I said, "is over there."
"It is the far shore," Sadasa said, "the other land, which we are now cut off from. You'll see it a few days longer, and then it will be gone, and that will be the last. You won't see anything again."
She laughed, but not happily.
"It's like when you shut off your TV set. The picture dwindles before it fades out entirely. A residual charge."
"It's very beautiful," I said. "Perfect balance." I remembered then the original abstract graphics, the phosphine activity that had initiated the satellite's overwhelming of my human mind with its superior view.
"I keep thinking there ought to be a way to cross over there." "There is a way."
"What way?" I said, and then I remembered Pinky. "Oh," I said. "I see what you mean."
"Aphrodite was the goddess of the generation of life," Sadasa said, "as well as love. I see it too, Nicholas. I see the door through which we can't go. I see the static landscape we can't reach. There the source of life exists. It once orbited our sky. This is a residual message already placed in us by the satellite, before its destruction. A goodbye to each of us. To remember. To keep with us. A goodbye and a promise."
I said, "I have never seen anything so beautiful." Changing the subject, Sadasa said,
"What are you going to do about Vivian Kaplan? That's the immediate problem."
"We'll give them a tape," I said, "lacking the subliminal material. That'll satisfy them for a while. Then we'll begin to press the records. I'll have a few records made from a master lacking the subliminal material and turn one over to them. I'll keep more of the clean pressings around my office, so if they break in and steal them, what they get will confirm their tape. Finally, we'll take the plunge and start shipping the discs with the subliminal material on them, and then sit back and wait for the police. They'll go from one radio station to the next, and one record store to the next, confiscating the records, but maybe some will survive and some will get played before that happens. And of course, when they pick us up, us and our families, they will kill us. There is no doubt of that."
"Yes,"
Sadasa said.
"What I feel bad about," I said, "is that I know we are in the trap already. They are aware of what we're doing. They know about the record.
At least they know there is this record, and we are probably planning some political act in connection with it. They want to see the record mastered. They want to see it produced so they can play it and determine its content. We're doing what they want us to do. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not sure. They're guessing and wondering, playing hunches. The police are so full of lies. Maybe there was no sound engineer who phoned in a tip. Maybe they didn't pick up our conversation at the La Paz bar. All they may know is that Let's Play is our hottest new album, and that we've got a lot of time and effort invested in it, so the naturally suspicious police mind is alerted to come down hard on us, ask for a tape, ask for a copy before distribution, rather than monitoring it the usual way.
I say they're lying, Sadassa said. Bluffing. That is certainly a possibility. We should go on.
If we stop now, I said, they won't kill us.
Let's go on, Sadassa said.
Knowing we have no chance of escape, she nodded silently.
I'm just thinking of Johnny, I said. Ballas had me anoint him and everything, even give him a secret name. I guess that name will perish with him one of these days soon. If Ballas had you do that, your boy will live on.
Are you sure? I said.
Yes, she said.
I hope you're right.
Ballas may not be here now, Sadassa said. But within each of us...
I know, I said. I felt him stir the other day. The new life within me. The second birth. The birth from above.
That is eternal. What more could we hope for, bonded to that? If your body or my body is destroyed, Firebright escapes into the atmosphere, and our own spark goes with him. There we will gather, ultimately, as one entity, always together, until Valis returns. All of us. You, me, the rest, however many.
Okay, I said. Sounds good to me.
Let me ask you, Sadassa said. Of all that the satellite showed you, what was the... I don't know how to say it.
The final view of things?
Yes, the deepest, penetrating farthest. Because when it overpowers you, it shows you so much about the universe.
I said, for a little while I saw the universe as a living body.
Yes,
she said, nodding somberly.
And we are in it. The experience was so strange, it's hard to express it. Like a hive of bees, millions of bees, all communicating over vast distances by means of colored light. Patterns of light exchanged back and forth and us deep inside. Continual signaling and response from the, well, bees or whatever they were. Maybe they were stars or star systems of sentient organisms. Anyhow, this signaling went on all the time in shifting patterns, and I heard a humming or a bell-like sound emitted by all the bees in unison.
The universe is a great group mind, Sadassa said.
I saw that too. The ultimate vision imposed on us as to how things are in comparison to how they simply appear.
I said, and all the bees, as they signal across great distances to one another, are in the process of thinking. So the total organism thinks by means of this, and throughout it exerts pressure, also across great distances, to coordinate every part, so it's synchronized into a common purpose.
It is alive, Sadassa said.
Yes, I said. It is alive.
The bees, Sadassa said, were described to me as stations, like transmitting and receiving on a grid, each lit up as it transmitted. I guess the colors were prearranged different frequencies of the light spectrum. A great universe of transmitting and receiving stations, but Nicholas, sometimes many of them, differing at different moments, were dark. They were temporarily inactive. But I kept watching lit-up stations, receiving transmissions from distances so far off that... I guess we use the word parsecs for distances like that.
It was beautiful, I said, the pattern of shifting lights formed by the active stations. Sadassa said,
but into it, Nicholas, had crept something which snuffed out some of the stations, abolished them so they never lit up again, and replaced them with itself, like a cloak falling over them here and there.
But new stations were opened up to replace them, I said, in unexpected spots.
This planet does not receive or transmit, Sadassa said after a moment, except for the few of us, a few thousand out of 3 billion governed by the satellite, and now we're not, so we've gone dark.
Until the replacement satellite arrives. Sadassa said,
did we see a kind of brain?
More like a jungle gym that kids play on, I said, with colored buttons stuck all over. Her analogy was too heavy for me. The universe is a giant brain, thinking.
This is a very great thing we were shown, Sadasa said. To see from that vantage point, the ultimate vantage point. We should always treasure it. Even if the stations in this local region or sector are all overshadowed and don't light up any longer, it is a sight to remember. With this, the satellite presented us with its final insight into the nature of things, synapses in a living brain. And the name we give to its functioning, its awareness of itself and its many parts.
She smiled at me.
It's why you saw the figure of Aphrodite. That's what holds all the trillions of stations into harmony.
Yes, I said. It was harmonized, and over such distances. There was no coercion, only agreement. And the coordination of all the transmitting and receiving stations, I thought, we call Valis, Vast Active Living Intelligence System. Our friend who cannot die, who lies on this side of the grave and on the other. His love, I thought, is greater than empires, and unending. Sadasa cleared her throat.
When do you expect to have a tape?
At the end of the month.
And the master discs?
First the mother, and then the masters. It won't take long, once we have the tape. I have nothing to do with that. My part will be over when the tape is prepared and authorized. Sadasa said somberly,
Be prepared for them to show up and seize a stamper at any time, right in the middle of production.
Right, I said. We'll have some clean stampers and some with the subliminal material. Maybe they'll get a clean one. Maybe luck will be with us.
It will all depend, Sadasa said, on which they seize, one with material or one without it.
She was right, and over that we had no control, nor did they.
By the way, Sadasa said, I want you to wish me luck. I have an appointment the last day of the month to see my doctor, to find out if I'm still in remission.
I wish you all the luck in the world, I said.
Thank you. I'm sort of worried. I'm still losing weight. I just can't seem to eat. I'm down to 92 pounds, and now that the satellite no longer exists...
She smiled wanly at me. I put my arms around her, hugged her against me. She was light and frail, like a mere bird. I kissed her then for the first time. At this she laughed a tiny, low laugh deep in her throat, almost a chuckle, and pressed against me.
They will arrest your friend, Phil, Sadasa said. The one who writes the science fiction.
I know, I said.
Is it worth it? To abolish his career along with yours?
And, I thought, his life.